I believe a healthy mind creates a healthy life. I'm your host, Madeline Carapa, the creator of the Healthy Hustlers podcast and mama who is obsessed with self-development and personal growth. After several years of climbing the never-ending corporate ladder, I waved goodbye to a job title and salary I once thought defined my success and embarked on a life full of good health, wholesome conversations, nourishing relationships, and a career that fueled my soul. With an aim to help positively change the way you think one healthy conversation at a time, during these solo episodes, I'll share stories, insights, and practical tips and tools that I hope inspire you to shine bright through positive thinking, gratitude, manifestation, spirituality, and powerful mindset practices. If you want to remove limiting beliefs, have the confidence to embrace fear, and know that you are wildly capable of achieving your wildest dreams, then buckle up because you are in exactly the right place. Hello and welcome back to another solo episode. I am so excited to be here doing this. The support, love, messages I received from the first solo episode was honestly so overwhelming. And I know I always say this, but I am just so, so grateful for you being here. So thank you so much. The last solo episode was actually the first episode back of the show in 3 months. I actually never intended to take a break that long, but it was just the way the cookie crumbled this year. I'm very much about trying to honor where I'm at, and I was not in any way in a creative or inspired state. So I did take a much longer break than intended. But once I released that first solo episode, it actually reached number 8 on the iTunes health charts. And it truly just still blows my mind the impact that this show is having on people's lives. And I guess it just truly is what keeps igniting that flame in my belly to just, you know, to keep breaking through that fear and for showing up. So thank you so much for being a part of that and for being the reason why I am breaking through that fear and showing up here. So in that first solo episode, I actually chatted about, you know, embracing fear and stepping outside of our comfort zone. And it seemed like it actually resonated with a lot of you, which I'm so, so glad. It's a topic that I'm hugely passionate about, and it was such a big piece, I guess, of the pie for me being able to step into this new life of me as a businesswoman and doing the Healthy Hustlers. So I'm really glad that it resonated. But I guess today's episode, I really want to be a bit of a follow-on from that topic. You know, I truly believe that by appreciating where we are right now, that is one of the key pieces of this whole puzzle of calling in our dreams. A huge lesson for me throughout 2020 through the work that I did with Gabby Bernstein, so Gabby is actually a New York Times best-selling author of Super Attractor and The Universe Has Your Back, and she's been dubbed by Oprah as one of the best thought leaders of our generation. So it was a massive honor and privilege to work with her. And one of the greatest lessons that I've taken from that work is to really appreciate all that we currently have. You know, when we have a grateful heart, we naturally operate at a higher vibrational frequency, which makes us a magnet for our dreams and the aspirations that we have. So, you know, to attract more greatness, we honestly need to appreciate what we already have. I guess as humans, you know, I really believe that we are wired to always want more. Do you ever have that feeling of like, if I get that pay rise, I'll feel more successful? Or, you know, once I have that nice handbag, I'll feel so much happier. You know, we're wired to want more. I have personally been stuck in that trap before. I guess I was always striving, always focusing on the next materialistic item I wanted, or the holiday I wanted to book, or the job title that I thought was going to define my success. And the result was that, you know, I would get them and I would simply want more. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of you that are just like nodding your head right now, like, yep, been there. Or maybe you're still there, and that is totally fine. You know, the fact that you are here listening to a podcast like this, that you are open and so willing to grow, that is the most beautiful step in this process of mastering our mindset. So please honor that and just be so proud of yourself for being here in the first place. So I remember so vividly, actually, when Georgia was 4 months old. I was down the coast at my cousin's house and I was taking George for a walk. She was asleep in the carrier and I was just walking along the beach. I didn't have any music in, which is something I often like to do. And I was just kind of in my own thoughts. And it was in that moment that I just had this like crazy download, you know, and I often refer to thoughts as downloads from the universe or my higher self, but I just had this, you know, it's like a drop of wisdom that comes into your mind. And I had this moment where I just thought, oh my goodness, like I am exactly where I have always wanted to be. Okay, at that time, yes, I was seriously exhausted, like ridiculously exhausted. I was so overwhelmed from, you know, trying to navigate this new mum life, trying to keep my business afloat, you know, be a half decent wife, be a friend, all of those things that come with life. But what I realized in that moment, aside from all of that, aside from all of those feelings and that I was allowing myself to sit in, I was in a position that, you know, my 16-year-old self, my younger self had always, always desired. You know, all I'd ever thought about as a young girl growing up was, you know, being married, of having a baby, a girl. I just thought about having this baby girl, you know, even down to the way that Georgia looks is just this baby girl that I imagined my whole life. And, you know, I grew up with two parents who both had their businesses. So having my own business was always something that I had desired. And now, you know, I don't want this to be a trigger for anyone who might desire those things and is still trying to call them in. The reason why I'm sharing this is because by realizing that I was exactly where my previous self had wanted, I was able to appreciate the journey. Instead of focusing on those negative things or those feelings of overwhelm or, you know, I can't do this, I was able to shift that mindset and truly focus on exactly where I was and how grateful I was for being there in that moment. So I guess the reason why I wanted to share that is because, you know, like I said, I don't want it to be a trigger. I want it to be a realization for you that you are so wildly capable of achieving whatever you desire. But the first step, one of the most powerful tools in this whole practice, is to appreciate where you are on the journey right now, no matter how difficult or how challenging it might be. Please just trust that you are there for a reason. You know, no one's ever said to us that it's always going to be easy or it's always going to be fun. You know, we have to go through shit in life. We have to go through hard times to truly appreciate the good ones. But I guess by taking that time to reflect and to sit back and to have a grateful heart for the things that are in our life, that are working, that are bringing us joy, that are allowing us to grow, you know, we become a greater magnet. We become greater at being able to attract more of what we want. So I guess at the moment, I'm really having to remind myself of this a lot. You know, I'm actually often finding myself in a really frustrated state with my current working situation. You know, I'm really, really craving a creative space, an office of my own that has space and a desk and, you know, where I don't have to set up my microphones and pack them down every time I want to record an episode. And I don't have to record from my kitchen bench. They're all the beautiful first world problems that I have in my life at the moment. But one of the most powerful ways that I guess I'm able to switch that mindset and move out of those negative emotions and feelings is by really being able to think back to previous Maddie, you know, corporate Maddie, who all she ever wanted was to work from home, to have the flexibility to be a present mom while also having a fulfilling career. You know, my past self wanted exactly what I have now. Whether my current self, she's desiring more, because that as humans is, you know, it's how we are wired. And that is totally okay. You know, we are allowed to want more. We need to honor the fact that we can want more and we have the ability to attract more. But we also need to allow ourselves the space and the time to truly appreciate where we are and how far we've actually come. You know, I always remind myself of the quote that you are exactly where you are meant to be. I feel like that quote also ties so nicely into the chat around comfort zones and you know, this chat around appreciating the present moment. You know, we all have our own paths. I truly believe that our souls come into this world with experiences and lessons and situations that we have to experience to allow us to step into our most authentic selves. You know, I know that might sound a bit deep or woo-woo for some of you, but that is my personal belief and is something I honestly remind myself all of the time. So, you know, wherever you are on the journey right now, have faith that it is where you are meant to be. And also remind yourself that it is most likely where your past self once desired to be. You know, I can honestly look back on every past experience now, you know, every casual crappy job that I had that I was getting, you know, really average money, every difficult situation or experience I had to go through in my relationship with Ryan, you know, or through my career, the really hard testing times where I was like, this is too much, I can't do this job. I had to go through those, you know. I now know that there was a reason why they had to happen. I had to go through those situations to develop the skills, the lessons, to grow. Maybe it was the contacts that I needed, you know. I needed to go through all of that to be able to evolve into the wife, the mum, the business owner I am today. Without those experiences, the good and the bad, I wouldn't be able to show up as a person I do today. You know, whatever you're going through right now, whatever you've been through, you needed to do that to be able to step more and more into your most authentic self. You know, you need to go through those experiences to gain those lessons, to show up as a more aligned version of yourself tomorrow. I always tell you guys that I am on this journey with you, and that is honestly something I am reminding myself of each day at the moment, that I am exactly where I'm meant to be. You know, like I said in my last episode, since becoming a mum, I feel like I've basically been like stripped of everything that I once was. And I guess slowly, day by day, I feel like I'm becoming closer and closer to the new and aligned version of me. But, you know, at times it's really hard to honor that. It's really hard to, you know, not be moving at the pace that I desire or I would love to be moving at. And that's a beautiful thing about humans. You know, we are constantly evolving, constantly growing and learning. We don't have to stay the same. And like, excuse my French, but like, that is a fucking privilege, if you ask me, you know, to be able to use all of life's moments as one for growth, knowing that we have the opportunity to wake up tomorrow and be a better version of our yesterday selves. Like, that is a privilege. That is an absolute privilege of being a human being, that we have that incredible opportunity day in and day out to show up as a better version of our yesterday self. You know, so I guess my point here is please don't get frustrated with the pace that you might be moving at. Don't wish time away or hurry through those challenging or testing times. Just take regular moments to really honestly appreciate where you are now, knowing that it is getting you to exactly where you need to be. You know, in one of my healthy conversations last year on the podcast, which was with Taria Pitt, she actually said that by practicing gratitude in our lives, focusing on what we're grateful for, we are focusing on the positives that help us build a happier and more positive mindset. I really, really loved this takeaway. And she also said in that episode that it's not necessary to be able to find the positives straight away in a situation. You know, taking 2020 as an example, like, it's not possible to be able to find the positives in that situation straight away. You know, we need to be able to go away and to be able to reframe things to then be able to appreciate what the lessons were in that. You know, I can hand on my heart say that I'm still trying to unravel a lot of the lessons and the learnings from last year, which is why I've started this year a lot slower and more considered, is because, you know, I needed to work through what those learnings were, you know, going through those harder months and more challenging times. Like, what were the lessons? What did I learn from that? And how can I share that with you guys to, you know, help have a positive impact? So don't be sitting there if you are going through a difficult time, beating yourself up that you don't understand why you're in it. Just honor that moment that you're in, honor that situation, and just trust that you're in it for a reason, and that one day, hopefully soon, you will understand why you went through it. But I promise you, we're going through it for a reason. We'll be right back after this healthy break. I'm so excited to let you know my new healthy guides, free to download now from the Healthy Hustlers website. These guides have been developed based on the most popular topics that I get asked about. I believe by incorporating them into your daily lives, these powerful practices can help strengthen your intuition, connect with your soul, and harness your inner power. What you can expect: a beginner's guide to meditation featuring my top tips and easy ways to start practicing meditation today, gratitude and manifestation exercises with my favorite gratitude practices and powerful exercises for manifesting your dream life, as well as self-care rituals and mantras, including 10 easy self-care rituals you can inject into your daily life, and an intro into using mantras to overcome limiting beliefs, transforming your thoughts and creating a fresh perspective, as well as powerful journaling prompts, a kickstart into your journaling practice to help you connect with your soul and unlock your true potential. I'm always looking for new and exciting ways to support you guys on your health and well-being journey, so I really hope these can help. You can download your free healthy guides now from the Healthy Hustlers website, or by simply clicking the link in the show notes after this episode. As you guys already know, I want these episodes to be thought-provoking, but I also want them to be really practical, and I want you to have some great takeaways and tools that you can start implementing into your life today to make these mindset shifts. So before we finish off the episode, I do really want to give you 4 key little takeaways or exercises, tips that you can start doing and implementing today to make this change in your life. And by making these changes, you will see such a positive impact in your mindset, and you will notice that you will honestly start attracting more greatness in your life. You know I've spoken about vibrational frequencies, but everything in this world operates at vibrates at an energetic level. You know, humans are no different. And the dreams, our dreams and our aspirations, they operate at a high vibrating frequency, which is why they're desirable to us. So by us aligning with that high vibration, you know, by feeling good, by appreciating what we have, we are able to attract more of those dreams, those desires, quicker into our life. So please just trust me. Don't think it's woo-woo. There is so much science to back it. I actually did an episode all about it with Tegan. So if you want to delve more into that topic, you can definitely go and listen to that episode, but it will be something that I bring to the podcast later. But now let's get into these little tips and tools that you can take away. So number one is, in your journal, start your day by listing the things in your life that you currently appreciate. So think of lessons that you might be learning, what different people are teaching you, you know, your job. Think about what your job is currently giving you. If you're calling in a new job or a new title, like, there's no point in focusing on what your current job is not giving you or how it's not serving you. You need to really focus on what it is bringing to your life and appreciate the skills and the knowledge that you are learning. You know, there will be a reason why you're in that job. Like I said, all of those crappy hospitality jobs that I had, like, I can now look back and think of the skills I learned, the people that I met, the contacts, the confidence. Like, there is lessons in every single situation, I promise you. And now number two, and this needs to stop right now, it is stop the comparison game now. Like, pronto, do it. Just stop it. I love the quote that "be you, everyone else is taken." And that was one of the biggest game changers for me when I was a lot younger. It was actually before I started at Cotton On, but reminding myself that there is me. I'm the only person that exists. Everyone else that I might be comparing with or looking at or desiring to be like is already taken. There is only one me. And really being able to own your own unique magic, your own unique reason for being on this earth, is so incredibly powerful. So number three is to put things into perspective. And I think that this honestly might be one of my favorite mindset practices, because it's honestly just so easy to do and to implement in everyday situations. So by this, I mean that really putting your current situation into perspective with what's going on around you. You know, there are so many people in the world right now going through some really, really, really shit times. And I'm not saying at all that your problems don't matter. I'm definitely not saying that. But I'm saying that by being able to put your situation into perspective with what is happening, then it really allows you to kind of shift out of that victim mentality and into that higher vibrational field. You know, a really basic example for me right now is whenever I feel frustrated at, like, if Ryan's had to work long hours or I haven't been able to do as much in my business as I would have liked in a week, you know, instead of sitting in that frustrated, oh, poor me victim mentality, I don't get to do what I want to do kind of headspace, I shift my thinking and just think like, wow, how lucky am I to have a husband who works so hard for us, who gives me the flexibility to be able to do, you know, my passion business and something that I love? Or, you know, how lucky am I to, regardless, still have the support of someone coming home at 4 o'clock every day to help me with bath time and dinner time and bedtime? You know, that's a basic example, but being able to switch that and put that into perspective of, you know, of other people who might be doing this alone, or, you know, whose partners may have lost jobs in this time and might be craving being able to go to work, but they just can't because of their current situation and the climate that we're in. You know, that is a really basic example, but you can take it even further of like just being so grateful for this country that we live in right now, to put it into perspective of what is happening in the rest of the world and the limitation that they actually have on like financial support and healthcare systems. You know, there is so much that you can so easily put into perspective to shift you out of that victim mentality. So number four is to create three affirmations that will help you to really live in a more present moment. So my coach, Amy Bett, she's such a firm believer in affirmations, and she's actually got me working on some using affirmations at the moment to really work through a few negative blocks that I have. And so for you, if you are working, I guess, in this more appreciating where you are in the present moment, it might be something as simple as like, I choose to appreciate that all I have, knowing that all I desire is on its way. You know, create three affirmations that you can just constantly reinforce day in, day out, and use them as often as possible. You know, these are your mindset tools. These are how you make mindset shifts. Whenever those negative, you know, feelings or thoughts pop in, switch it and use this affirmation. Turn to your affirmations. And I promise you, you might just be like, oh yeah, whatever. But affirmations, honestly, they help to rewire your brain. It helps to rewire your thought patterns. And you will notice over time, you will naturally just have more positive thoughts. They're honestly so powerful. And there is a reason why so many successful people use them. And now number five is to spend time in nature or outdoors. And, you know, I feel like this is just the most beautiful practice for anything when it comes to your mind, to realign, to reground, you know, to feel more wholesome and grateful, to just be able to get outside in nature and to take in the beauty around you and then really, really allow, you know, that energy that you are surrounded by, like allow it to fill your body and then take that throughout your day and come back to that experience, come back to that time in nature whenever you might need it but aren't able to actually get outside. You know that whenever I go back home to Cape Patterson and I get to spend time, I have this little, you know, you've probably seen on my stories if you follow me on Instagram, but I have this spot where I meditate in the sand dunes at the second surf, and it's just so magical. You just see like oceans and cliff line, and it's just the most grounding place for me. But, you know, obviously now I live in Melbourne, we're in an apartment, you know, I live a quite busy life. And so being able to get to the beach every day is not my reality, unfortunately. And so I will often, when I find myself really sitting in that more negative or heavy energy, I'll do a meditation where I'll literally just visualize sitting back in that spot at the beach, and I'll re-embody all of those feelings that I was already feeling. And what that enables me to do is it really fills my body with those beautiful feelings of just happiness and appreciation and joy. And I'm able to take that through my everyday and really start appreciating all of the things I have, you know, even the ability to be able to go to the beach on weekends or when we want. So, you know, I really think that you can re-harness those emotions that you connect to in nature as often as you need without actually even having to get into nature. It's a beautiful, beautiful practice. But yeah, spending out time in nature and outdoors is so powerful. I really want you to know that by learning to appreciate what you already have and where you are, you will find yourself just having such a greater sense of clarity. You know, you'll feel clearer on what you need in your life, what lights you up, what doesn't, what serves you, what doesn't serve you. You know, you'll be able to really find yourself resting in a more positive headspace consistently. We all have like a default mood that we reside in. And so we want to try to make this default mode as positive and happy and content and fulfilled as possible. So by doing this, you will have a better opportunity to be able to rest in that positive headspace more often. And what you'll really start to realize is that life is bloody amazing as it is right now. Like, you will truly start to love the life that you are living right now. You will start to find so much more magic and gifts in just in everyday life. And you will truly, from feeling that way, you will become the greatest magnet for what you want, for your dreams, for your aspirations. They will literally, you will see opportunities opening up left, right, and center, and you will just become a true magnet for what you want. So I really want to finish off this episode with a quote for you to take through your week. And you've probably heard this quote, but it is, remember when you wanted what you currently have. I check in with my, you know, past self and remind myself of what she used to be desiring all of the time. You know, I spoke about that earlier in the episode. Every time that I'm feeling unsuccessful or unfulfilled or frustrated at the pace I'm moving, I always check in and I remind myself of, you know, 17-year-old Maddie who was in health class way too scared to read out loud and, you know, basically failed English. I reminded myself of her and how far I've actually come. You know, you can do that no matter what it is in your life. If it's a relationship, think about, you know, the beautiful relationships you now have with your friends, or, you know, if it's a job, think of how far you've come in your career. Like, there is so many things that we can go back and remember when we wanted what we currently have now. So I really hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please, please leave a 5-star review. I am an independent podcast show and I literally do everything myself except the editing. I have a superstar human who does that job. But honestly, it's just me. I do it all because I'm just so wildly passionate about helping you live your happiest and healthiest lives. So it would mean the world to me if you could please leave a review. Otherwise, I will see you all next week for another solo episode. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the subscribe button and leave a 5-star review. For any products mentioned in today's show, please check the show notes below and hit the direct links. If you'd like to suggest a future guest, please follow @TheHealthyHustlers on Instagram and send through a direct message. Until next week, don't forget to invest in you.